coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borick here. You know, it isn't harness racing if it doesn't break your heart. I'm referring to Put On a Show, of course, has been put on the shelf for a little while now. In fact, much of this summer, to be honest with you, due to a knee injury. When I talk about breaking hearts, of course, I'm referring to the owners, including Richard Young. But he has a very big heart, a heart that extends beyond harness racing. We're going to get the latest on Put On a Show, and we're going to talk to Richard Young about his latest humanitarian project. That's all straight ahead on Trot Radio. Richard Young, welcome to Trot Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Tell us about Put On a Show. What's the latest prognosis? What is going on?
About three weeks ago, she just seemed a little bit off. And as a precaution, it's strange. The faster she goes, the smoother she went. So we didn't really think there was anything really wrong. But we decided to check on it anyway, and we find out that she had a bone chip on the right front knee. And when that happened, obviously, we're devastated, and we find out our options. And we had the chip taken out immediately. Dr. Ross was very accommodating in rearranging his schedule so they could get it done quickly. And the prognosis is quite good. He called the damage minimal. It was really just a quarter of an inch of a chip, and the surrounding area was affected by no more than three quarters of an inch, and he considered that to be mild to moderate damage. And however, he also says, and they always say this, they recommend a minimum of 4 months.
And that's how long you're going to keep her in stall rest, I guess.
Well, they do strange things. They say 4 weeks stall rest. Then they said 4 weeks stall rest with hand walking. Then they say 4 weeks stall rest with mechanical walker and or jog cart, etc. And they complete a 4 month program where the horse is not in training for the 4 months.
It's a little like the old saying: if you take care of a cold, it'll go away in a week. If you don't, it'll go away in 7 days.
Well, you're probably right about that, and they always err on extended time, and I don't blame them. Mm-hmm. He did say that we could swim her starting in 3 weeks' time from the time of the operation, and that would help her on a cardiovascular point of view. Mm-hmm. He also indicated that some horses heal quickly, more quickly than others, and it's quite conceivably possible that 4 months could turn into 3 months after we re-examine her in a three-month time frame. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to swim her after 3 weeks, and we will inject her with Adequan twice during the first 2 months. We will then re-examine her in 3 months and hope that we can start back in 3 months.
Okay.
If we can, she'll be ready right around the beginning of September.
You consider that too late in the game to really get into the big money races?
Well, it probably is, mm-hmm. but the option of just waiting until next year, I'm not in favor of that. If, in fact, she's ready in September, she can still race in the Breeders' Crown, she could still make the Milton. And there is a race for $350,000 in Canada afterwards, in London. And it's conceivable that she could, you know, if she's as good as we think she is, she could end up having a decent year with only six or seven starts.
How's she been taking the confinement in the stall? Some horses get depressed, others get rammy. How's she doing?
Well, I can't comment on whether or not she's depressed. She doesn't want to be in the stall.
Yeah, no horse does.
Yeah, but one of the things that is interesting about her, and Chris said this, he says he has never before had any horse go from being out in the field for a couple months and ready as fast as Put On a Show. And we've had that from two to three, and we had it this year, and in both cases, this horse would have been ready in six, 7 weeks from the time she's off.
Well, that bodes well for her chances of coming back. Obviously, she's has quick powers of recovery, or so it would seem, so it may just work out to the better.
Well, that's my hope. You know, I'm blaming myself entirely for all of this.
Why?
Well, once I got Put On a Show, I said to myself, I need to duplicate this. I need to have this happen to me one more time.
Right.
So I had the nerve to go out and name a filly, a very nicely bred filly, put on a clinic.
Nice.
Okay, and when I named the horse put on a clinic, she invariably couldn't keep herself out of the clinic and has been there ever since. And so has every other horse I own, including put on a show.
But you know what, though? You've got the one horse that a lot of people will go through their entire careers as owners, trainers, that you know a lot of other people don't have. So enjoy this. I'm sure she's going to bounce back.
Well, I hope so too. The vets think so, and I've always been a proponent that you know we ought to race our great ones. And I had planned to race her at 4 and 5, and as long as she's telling me that she can, she'll go through 4 and 5.
Well, God love you for that. Yeah. You're one of the good guys in this game. Clearly, you give yourself very openly to the media and to very charitable causes. Guys like you and Mike Gallotta and Ken Wood have established a lot of humanitarian efforts. You are involved, through your daughter primarily, in a very interesting charity that you're very active in. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm not sure you're putting all the credit in the right place. Truthfully, this was started by my daughter and my wife. Of course, I am highly supportive of it and do whatever I can to help. But they're the ones who started this charity. The charity itself was started by them. They went to South Africa for a safari, really, and they went to visit a school in South Africa, about 200 miles north of Johannesburg, and that school was as bad as one can picture. You know, the roof leaks, the windows are broken, the floors are made out of dirt, but the worst part about it was they had no water. And when my daughter saw this, she just said, people should never live like this. This is terrible. I have to do something about it. And people say that, and then they forget about it. My daughter came back and drummed up enough money over the next few months to actually build a well in that school 4 or 5 months later. And that school became an example for other schools because then they started doing crops and growing all kinds of food, and before you know it, we start a foundation called the Spring of Hope. And as of last week, we have now drilled 19 wells, and some of those are in Uganda, where we had kids dying of cholera on a daily basis. And a conservative estimate is we've saved about 20,000 kids' lives in the last 3 months.
You know, what's really amazing about that is that we take water for granted, and it's almost a shock, certainly almost was to me, when you told me that you're in the charitable business of digging wells so kids will have water. You know, for a minute there you think, what do you mean they don't have water? Of course they've had to have water. You know, we don't put ourselves in tune with that.
Well, you know, that's very true, but you know, water is a problem worldwide now. And there are more and more discussions of, you know, what we're going to do on a long-term basis on water shortage. It just so happens that there are parts of the country that don't have accessible water or that don't have clean water. I'm not sure which one's worse. It may be that having bad water is actually worse. We got a letter from someone in Uganda that said, we have kids dying every single day from cholera. Can you help us? We were crying when we read the letter, and 3 days later we built a well at that particular village, and then built three more in the next 2 weeks after that.
Well,
so
yeah,
it's very rewarding when something happens like that.
Well, the harness racing industry recognized those efforts. They gave you the you and your wife Joanne the Humanitarian of the Year Award. That was at a Ushua.
Oh yeah, that was quite moving. She did a speech called Mbutu, which I can't really explain what it is, but it's really living life for someone else.
Hmm.
There were a lot of tears listening to that speech.
Well, let me tell you something. There are no shortage of good guys like yourself. Bring more into the game. How about that? Will you do that?
Well, you know, I tried it with Mr. Craig Henderson, and he became a partner on the only horse put on a show.
Yeah. Well,
so I have people lined up as long as I can match put on a show. So, you know, we can try.
Keep up the good work, and thanks for being on Trot Radio, Richard Young.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.